Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon me. Kurt Rogers with me now from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Paul Leuenberger from American National Insurance as well. Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Of course, Kurt, welcome.
Nice to be here again.
Always nice having you.
It's a little strange getting here at, you know, five minutes.
Dark. I know. We were talking about
really?
That a moment ago. Next month, it'll be a little better.
It'll start.
And then every month after, we'll get a little better and a little better. But
that's right.
Oh, I hate this.
It's pitch black.
3 days. Tomorrow, Saturday, well, I guess 4 days. Then Monday, and then Tuesday, we start getting a little bit longer again.
I think it's 21st. The North Star is supposed to be out.
I heard that.
Yeah, because the planets are lining up, and it's kind of a rare thing.
Right. When like it happened, 200 years or something,
yeah,
right?
If you look back, it originally happened, there was a lot of chaos and politics going on then, too.
That's true, too. Good point. Well said. All right, housing market. Let's talk about this for a minute. This affects both you guys greatly because, A, it affects Paul as prices go up because things change insurance-wise and so on. People need to be reviewing that and looking at that and making sure they're current on all of that. On the same token, as their prices go up, they could do different things mortgage-wise. That's where you come in.
Right.
So it's kind of a two-sided coin. As prices go up, you want to make sure you're insured properly because if something were to happen, you want to make sure if your home burns to the ground, whatever happens, you're covered. On the same token, you want to make sure that you're utilizing your mortgage to the best way you can. I mean, there's a few people running around that have houses paid off. I get that. By the way, nothing wrong with that. If that's you and you're in that world and you can do that, more power to you. On the same token, when money's really cheap like it is right now, really cheap like it is right now.
It's really cheap.
I'm gonna say that three times because it's really cheap,
it's
folks.
It's really cheap.
It's about as cheap as I've ever seen it. And something else to think about. This is, I know, a little bit of a weird concept for folks. I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but one thing I think you need to remember, especially as we go into a presidential change, when we've put as much money into the economy as we've had, and you've pumped it full of really fake money, let's face it, that's what it is, we're going to be about $30 trillion in debt by the time this is all done. It's almost impossible for us not to have inflation. Okay, we haven't had it yet. We've had a little bit of deflation because of COVID. But believe me, as things start to unwind, COVID, you know, vaccine comes out, COVID goes down, things start opening up even more than they are now. The economy, by the way, is not doing all that bad currently. It's despite what the Democrats and folks would tell you, it's actually doing pretty darn good. But as it starts to even do better, you're going to see inflation and you're going to see prices go up. Not just on houses, but everything. Consumer goods, computers, food, you name it. Prices are going to go up. As inflation goes up, the money that you're now making has also gone up. What I'm getting at is if you borrow dollars today at X percent interest even, and as you pay that mortgage back with inflation, you're actually paying back what you borrowed yesterday on inflated dollars. It actually even makes the deal today even that much better.
That is correct.
Am I saying that all correctly?
That is correct.
I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah.
I think at times some people have a hard time understanding what I'm saying, but because it's hard for some people to grasp, wait a minute, I'm paying a dollar is a dollar. No, a dollar is not a dollar.
No.
If down the road a dollar is now, so right now a dollar, I mean, let's face it, a dollar is not worth a dollar, but you're borrowing a dollar. Okay, let's face it, you're borrowing a dollar. But down the road, if we have inflation of, say, 5%, well, a dollar is now $1.05.
Right.
So you're now paying back that dollar with a $1.05, which means you've actually paid back the dollar in 95 cents.
That's right.
Okay, you got to do the math and think through.
Real money.
You're paying it with, even though it's the same dollar amount, I get that. That didn't change. But the value of the money changed.
Right.
So what you're paying back that mortgage with is inflated dollars.
Correct.
It's a hard concept, I know, to get people to understand. And I think that's where some folks that, you know, are worried about even redoing a mortgage, Kurt, because they're worried, well, I don't want to take any more debt on. Okay, I get that, folks. I also am a believer in there's good debt and bad debt. A mortgage, I don't believe, is bad debt. Okay, it's just my own personal belief. You can tell me I'm wrong, but having a mortgage, having a roof over your head is not bad debt. Having 100 grand in credit cards, that's bad debt.
You're having 20,000 credit cards, bad.
You're having, yeah, you know, going and buying a new motorcycle you couldn't afford and doing it on credit, bad debt.
Correct.
Buying a TV and stereo system on credit, bad debt.
Yes.
Buying furniture on the, you know, pick up now, pay in 5 years, bad debt.
Correct.
Because the furniture's wore out before you ever get it paid for. Okay, that's bad debt. But a house that is going to increase in value, and that's what we're going to talk about today, which I believe they're going to go up and continue to go up. As those go up in value, that's not bad debt. It's actually an investment at that point.
That's the one thing that is out there that will continue to rise higher than the stock market. You can track houses, and you can track them from 1950 till today. The average increase in a home is 4.2% year in, year out for the last 70 years.
7-0.
7-0 years. The average home will pay you back over a period of time 11% with tax advantages to go with it. The stock market doesn't compete at that. The thing about houses is those stock market companies, and I've got nothing against the stock market. I have money in stock.
If you want to do it, that's fine.
I think it's a great
sure.
way to diversify. Sure. But when you look at homes, that dirt doesn't move. You just went through a case where the house left, but the dirt's still there. It's always going to have a value. That stock isn't always going to have a value. So it's one of the greatest ways to invest in long-term. It's not a short-term fix. It's a long-term solution.
A long-term play.
Yeah, wait. Long-term,
but
yes.
You know, keep in mind, though, you're also, this is something people forget as well. This is one of those situations where, yes, you can put money in the stock market. You can make some money. That's all great. Not saying
yes.
anything wrong with that.
Nope.
Back to what Kurt just said a moment ago. But with your house, not only do you get the percentage back Kurt just mentioned, but guess what? You get to live in it, too.
Yeah.
And you got to live someplace.
Yeah. You can pay rent.
I mean, I guess you could. I read in the paper today, you can go down here on Pearl Street, and they've put some ice tents up for the homeless people that filled up within a matter of minutes. So, I mean, I guess if worse comes to worse, you can go live down on Pearl Street in an ice tent and be homeless, have fun. I want a roof over my head.
Right. I want a garage.
Thank you.
I have a car.
Yeah, I mean, I want to live, you know, I like living in America in a first world country with running water, a toilet, a toothbrush, and all those different things where I don't have to go use the, you know, porta potty out at the end of the ice tent row.
Correct.
I like that part of it, Kurt.
Yep.
And on the same token, if I can do that and make money on it at the same time, which, you know, most of you don't know all of my history. I could share it someday, but... You know, I mean, I've worked my tail off all the years I've ever worked. I started working at a very early age, owned my first home when I was about 22 years of age. And it's because I understood real estate even at a young age, I realized that if I bought and sold at the right time and took that equity and moved to the next house and took that equity and moved to the next house and took that equity and moved to the next house, I could live where I live now. Because the reality is, if I had to buy what I have now all over again from scratch, I couldn't.
Here's a good question that you should ask yourself about a house versus any other investment. Ask anybody over the age of 50, if they could still own every house they ever bought, what would the answer be?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'd be renting all of them today.
So if a house, I mean,
I'm not joking, by the way,
if
folks.
If you think about it, if you own a house, you understand after you reach 50, you wish you still had them because of the investment money you would have made from them.
My very first house, I've said this before on air, but it was in South Boulder. I paid $87,000 for it. I sold it for $92,000. Didn't make a lot of money, but I made a little money. I sold it for $92,000, sold it myself, $92,000. That house today, if I'd have kept it and rented it all these years, I would have made all the money back on the rental, number one, because they rent good. It's, you know, just south of campus.
That's Boulder.
I'd have made tons of money renting it, and that thing's worth $600,000 today. That's one I really screwed up on.
My mother bought a house when I was in high school at 16 back in 1970, and she paid $8,300 for it. A house just sold last year for
$380.
She paid $83.
Yeah. 100.
In Colorado?
100. No, it was in Florida.
Wow.
Still, though, I never thought. I mean, I was a kid.
That's amazing.
When I was a kid, I always heard, you know, the people above you, so my parents, you're paying $87,000 for a house? You know, I don't remember ever doing that. And they would say something along the lines of, you know, well, you know, I can remember when my, you know, a car at that time cost what their first house did.
Yes.
Well, guess what, folks? I'm 56, and I can tell you that in today's world, It's not uncommon. You go buy a full-bore Suburban, and guess what?
Raptor.
You're going to pay for a full-bore Suburban about what my first house cost.
Go buy a Raptor.
Ah.
You're going to pay what I just paid for my first house.
Nice trucks.
100 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, folks,
for a car.
What I'm getting at is it isn't any different for me today than it was when I was 22 buying a house.
Yep.
So what I'm getting at is Kurt's right. It's unlikely for you, and I know there's times it can happen, and I know each of you out there probably can get an example where maybe it did, but in general, you're going to make money owning a house.
Yep. The risk is much smaller with a house than it is anything else.
And you
else.
Still have to have a roof over your head if you want any kind of That's a quality correct. Of life. So,
yep.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some more about this. And where is the housing market headed? There's a lot of folks out there, by the way, that are being sort of that glass half full. Hey, there's a bubble coming, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I've got some things that I even sent Kurt, and we both agree. We've got some graphs and things we'll go through. I know you can't see the graphs, but we'll explain these that talk about how we're not headed for a foreclosure crisis, despite what a lot of people would say. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Gino's Auto Services next, folks. And, you know, another guy that, by the way, does the same loan that I've got with Kurt is Steve at Gino's. Steve knows this, how it works, and so on. If you need anything done to your car, Steve at Gino's is the place to go. It's Gino's with a J. Ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Purefoy Chevrolet is next, and yes, my new Corvette is out there. You're welcome to go out, take a peek at it, see what it looks like. There's not a lot of them around, so if you want to see what one looks like, you're more than welcome to do so. They'll show it to you, and while you're out there, look at all the other vehicles they've got for sale, new and used. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purefoy and his team at Purefoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses. So we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purefoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Paul Leuenberger from American National Insurance. And, of course, we have Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. All right, real quick, and I need to mention this too, on behalf of Paul. If you're listening and your house has gone up in value like we've talked about and you have not re-looked at your insurance in several years, you need to. Anything could happen, and if you're not properly insured, I'm going through this now. I said this earlier in one of the other hours up in the – yeah, I had a cabin up in the Grand Lake area that burned down, and I will tell you from looking at the Facebook page of the other owners that are up in my area, my neighbors, there are some of them now that are basically coming out saying, wow, we screwed up, we're underinsured. We didn't realize the high cost of rebuilding in Grand County. So those are things you need to be looking at on a regular basis because things can change, and just because your mortgage is X and the insurance company covers the mortgage, that doesn't mean you're going to be made whole if there's a problem, right?
Well, especially if you've done upgrades. Yeah. Kitchen remodels, finished the basement, you put another $80,000 into it, and you've the insurance has it as basic coverage.
Well said.
Not custom.
Yeah, which, they're insuring the building, not the land. So what's that building cost in today's dollar to get fixed? And most people, you're right, we see it all the time. They don't have enough building coverage.
Leads to the next question. Perfect timing, and neither one of you knew this was the question. So Julie asked the question. She just sent an email. Great listener, by the way. What about home improvement loans? Good or bad? Depends is the answer. We'll get into that, and we can explain what I mean by depends. But, Kurt, answer some of that if you would.
Home improvement loan is very beneficial. You can get as much as 95 cents on the dollar back depending on what you're doing. Some home improvements, they're not going to give you much back.
Right.
And when you have them done, you must realize you're doing them for your comfort, nobody else's, not to get money back.
But if you're going to do it as an investment in the property and you do it correctly, yes.
You can get your money back. And if, for example, if you're going to do a kitchen or floors, do yourself a favor. Don't try to save dollars there, because that's the 90 to 95 cents on the dollar that's coming back to you. Bathrooms.
And I want to stop real quick, just for a second. So talk kitchens for a moment.
Yes.
Just a great example of this. Where you'll get all your money back out, as Kurt just said, kitchen cabinets, kitchen flooring, kitchen countertops.
Correct.
And don't get wild. I mean, if you're thinking about reselling the house on down the road, don't get wild with
Get the top of the line, but get something good.
Exactly. And be careful with trends,
yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Be real careful with trends. But for example, something that probably will not, it may help sell the house, but it probably won't add any value, is if you spend an extra $1,000 on that farmhouse kitchen sink, depending upon the house it's going in, it may not come back to you. Probably won't, actually.
You'll get some, but not all. Another one's refrigerator. Buy these that talk to you and do all that stuff. If you're going to live in a house for 15 years and enjoy it, great.
Knock your socks
off. If not, you're not going to get that dollar back on that one.
No. That's a great
stuff,
example.
But you got to be careful in doing. Bathrooms, another one. Upgrading the bathrooms. The right kind of flooring. Some of the best investments you get back on is paint. Just paint your house. You're going to get every nickel back on that.
Right.
Things not to do. They're not really excited about, you know, fixing up curtains and drapes.
Nobody cares about that.
Windows.
They may not even like it.
While windows are important,
they don't add huge value.
When you buy a car with air conditioning, if the air conditioner doesn't work, you're not going to pay. People want windows in the house, so they're not going to pay a whole lot of extra money for windows in a house.
The only way that would be a big deal there is if you've got windows that just, you know, they're not opening. They won't open and close. There's no screens on them. You can just tell by looking at them. They're all
metal frames. Yeah, that's different.
That's a different ball game. Yeah. But if you've got a house that's even got windows that are 20 years old and they're still functioning and they look good and they don't have any drafts coming around them, you're not going to gain much by replacing windows.
No. Basement finish, it's 50 cents on the dollar, 50 to 60 cents on the dollar, that kind of stuff.
And if you can live in that and you want to enjoy that and realize you're only going to get half back, go for it. Just know you're not going to get all of it back.
That is correct.
So to answer your question, in the way we do, Julie, to answer that question, it really does depend. Is it good or bad? It depends on the improvement, what you're doing. And by the way, it depends on the cost of the money. And so let's explain that for a moment. What I mean by the cost of money is, Kurt, let's say you've got an existing mortgage. I don't know, we'll take a $500,000 house. That's pretty average across the metro area. $500K, maybe you owe $250. We'll do easy math here. You owe $250, and maybe you've got 20 years left on your mortgage. What's the payment going to be typically on that?
$250, you're probably going to be around $1,300 a month.
Okay, so maybe your existing payment is, depending upon when you bought that house and what the interest rate, maybe it's $1,500 a month.
Correct.
You may actually be able to pull a little bit of money out, do the remodel, have even the same length of time because the interest rate's dropping.
You don't need to go back to 30. You can stay at 20.
Still going 20 years. Because the interest rate's now coming down, you can pull a little bit of cash out, do that remodel, and not change your payment at all.
I had a customer whose payment went up $27. He pulled out $71,000 and never extended the term.
Proving my point.
Yeah.
So, Julie, if you do this correctly, yes, you can do that home improvement loan. Do it. Now, here's the other caveat to this. Unless you're super handy, and you know all the tricks of the trade, and you can make that thing look gorgeous when you're done, hire it. Don't do it yourself. I think where a lot of folks get into trouble is they redo the mortgage with Kurt. They have this money sitting there. They decide they can go to the home improvement center and do all the stuff themselves. And guess what? It never gets done. Yeah. And by the way, I've toured houses like this, so I know this stuff happens. It's never done. And guess what? Now all the money you did redo and put into the house, if somebody has to come in and redo everything you just did, You devalued the house. You didn't raise the value.
Well, and a quick way to figure out if you can actually do it, can you hang a door? Can you fix plumbing underneath your kitchen sink? If those two things seem to be okay, then you might have some kind of ability. If you can't hang a door, make it level, make it fit, or a closet door that's on.
Right.
Or you have issues trying to get under the sink and find the leak and figuring out how to fix it. And
if you
not,
don't know where the hot and cold pipe even is, you're probably
you
not
probably
that
need
guy.
To hire somebody.
You probably need to hire it. Yeah, but even beyond that, and I'm a pretty handy guy, but, you know, when it comes to, Kurt, you know, laying tile and doing it correctly, that's not me.
Or electricity.
I'm gonna hire. I can do the electricity, but I can't do the tile stuff. I'm not that guy. Nope. I mean, it really takes an intricate person that really has understood how to do tile, because I've seen some great tile jobs, and I've seen some that are ugly. I mean, ugly as in not the tile itself, but how it was
how
done.
How it was laid down.
It's like, whoa, who did this job? And that's what I mean by if you do these things properly, yes, there could be a return on that if it's done on the proper basis. Does that all make sense, guys? Am I saying that correctly? Yep. Where I make sense?
Yeah.
And now, when it comes to insurance and you do that, back to Kurt's point a moment ago, if you've done some of those things, you better make sure your stuff's insured properly or you're not going to get that back either.
Oh, no. That's the problem is if you've got your house, your ITV listed as basic kitchen and now it's a custom, they're rebuilding it as basic.
Right. You're going to get the cheap cabinets and the cheap floor and the cheap countertops and so on, right?
Correct.
Okay.
When we remodeled our house about 5 years ago, we called the insurance agent and said, okay, we're changing. We spent this money, the house worth it. Let's upgrade this thing. Because we knew that. I'm not, yeah.
All right. If you got any more questions for us, lines are open, 303-477-5600. Also, you can email us, as somebody just did. Julie, thank you, by the way. You can text us, which I should check, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. I will read these text messages as we take a quick break. We'll come back, and I will go through some of these things to prove that we're not headed in a foreclosure crisis mode.
Yes.
Not at this point, anyways. We'll come right back, though. Extreme Auto Repair is next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, including tires, which they will sell you Cooper tires at cost. Their phone number, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
All right, up next, Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie Marchio, who wants to make sure you feel good. And this time of year, boy, there's all sorts of things that can go on to, you know, even the daylight hours being what they are can even cause some things to make your system go haywire. If you've got any issues or you just don't feel well, give Julie a call today, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Golden Eagle Financial, as I say here, as we get towards the end of the year, please make sure you're financially where you need to be and your future is planned out. Al's a financial advisor. He can help you with that. And it's an easy phone call, 303-744-1128, or find him again at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve, welcome back. What's going on, sir?
Release number out, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
I will guess be the voice of dissent on one little item. Houses, the box you live in, will never be an investment because it doesn't throw off income that actually pays your bills. It's a box you live in. Hopefully you like it, and hopefully it goes up in value, but they also go down in value. But by definition, it is not an investment because an investment is only something that throws off money that you can pay bills with. That would just be one passing thought. And then when you think about it, I've had this discussion with a lot of other brokerage friends. And if you buy a house, let's say 20 years ago for $250, generally speaking, they'll double in 18 to 20 years. However, when you sell that $500,000 house that was $250, it has the same purchasing power as that $250 house because
right.
of the way
right.
the monetary supply
right.
has been
yep.
corrupted and deflated. So just a couple passing thoughts.
You're right on that one. No, that one I agree with. The first one, I will still disagree because in my world, it's very much become an investment. And again, partially because we'll talk about this a little bit later after I go through this article, but only because of the asset manager loan, which I now can use, and I can get it to throw off money now. And it
yes.
does.
Yes.
So in my world, it is. Now, I agree. Typically speaking, Steve is right. But there are ways you can make the box you live in throw off money, and you can make it an investment if you do that correctly. We'll talk a little bit about that as we move on here. But what I want to talk about is really to try to dispel, I think, some worries. There's a lot of worries going on with COVID right now. Let's face it. Everybody's worried about something. Am I going to catch it? Am I going to die? First of all, probably not. You may catch it. You're not going to die. Okay, I can't say for sure you're not going to, but on the same token, I can't say you're not going to get by a bus on the way home tonight. So bottom line is there's no guarantees in life, period. But you got to live life anyways, regardless, and that's what we do. That's what I'm going to do. I don't go home at night worrying about catching COVID. Frankly, I don't think you should either, unless you're really at risk, and that's a whole other story for another show. But there's a lot of worry, COVID being one of them, your house going down being another, because there's a lot of naysayers. And I'll be careful in how I say this. Be careful of what you listen to certain realtors say when they tell you what the housing market is doing. What I have learned over the years, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes in the real estate world, but what I've learned over the years is there's but just a few real estate agents and or brokers that really understand the housing market. I know I'm going to be in trouble when I say this, but folks, I mean it. And I think Kurt understands what I'm saying here. There are some agents that really know what it takes to show a house. They know what it takes to get buyers to come through. They know what it takes to get your house closed. They know what it's like to check all the boxes and make sure everything's working on the timeline that it's supposed to. Thanks. I love you. I appreciate that. Not knocking that. But when I talk to a real estate agent, and they'll say, well, I think the market's going to crash here soon, or I think there's a bubble coming, or I think you better sell your house now because I don't know what it's going to be in 6 months. Well, yeah, that's a true statement. I don't know what's going to be in 6 months either. But I think real estate agents tend to be a little bit more fearful than they should be at times. I also know this. Everybody has a little word written across their forehead. That word is called WIFM, what's in it for me. Every real estate agent has that written across their head as well, because what do they want to do? Sell your home and make a commission. So are they going to tell you to keep your home and not sell, even if you're building a new home, should you keep your home and wait until your new home's finished, then sell that home and move into the new home? Most agents are going to say, no, sell it now, rent for 6 months, and then go move into the new home. The way the market is right now in Colorado, I'm going to disagree with that and say, no, stay in your house.
Yes. Yes.
Agree?
I would definitely agree with that one.
And the reason I agree, the reason I'm saying that is I think in Colorado, prices aren't going down anytime soon. Explain why I think that.
Okay. And you bring up this point about home values going down, and you know people are constantly talking about the market might be like 2008. We are so far away from what happened in 2008 than where we are now. Will there be foreclosures? Yes, there's always foreclosures.
There is every year.
5% to 8%, they're all the time. Right. But there are factors out there now that that aren't the same as 2008. 2008 was created because of types of loans people were allowed to buy. You could do loans for 125% of value. You could do loans and say, I'm a janitor and I make $80,000 a year, so they would sell you a $500,000 house. You couldn't afford that payment anyhow. So it wasn't...
And by the way, real quick, if you don't believe what Kurt's saying, watch the movie The Big Short.
Oh, great
movie.
And
it will explain what Kurt's talking about.
Yeah, very much so.
Plain and simple.
And where it all came from, it was generated and forced by the government to get banks to buy more money. They
by the way, the Democrats forced that, just as a side note. So make sure I remind everybody of that.
Okay. And the government decided to force the banks, and they lowered the rates, and they said, if somebody says, I make this, we'll go 125%. And values went up, and people couldn't afford to make the payments. So all of a sudden, the banks started losing. What they then did was take those bad loans where the people couldn't afford them, and they put them with good loans and sold them under mortgage-backed securities. So the stock market took the hit because of that.
Yep.
And that's why the government had to bail everybody out, is because it was created because of bad loans. Those loans no longer exist. Do we have forbearance? Do we have foreclosure? Forbearance today is 180 degrees different than it was back in 2008. 2008, they immediately started to report it. They wouldn't take the money. They wanted you to modify your loan, and that was all bad. That's not happening. Less than 9% of the people that are in forbearance may not come out, but they still have over 10% equity in their home, which means they can sell their house without losing money. That's what will stop home values from going down.
There's an article I'm going to read to you, a different one even than what I had Kurt read. You can't pay your mortgage. The lender takes it back. Cue stress and disappointment. That's exactly what happened in America back in 08, as Kurt just explained.
Correct.
A decade after the recession, things are finally looking up. Foreclosure statistics show that fewer homes are getting foreclosed or repossessed. By the way, this article was written November 30th, 2020.
Right.
Our foreclosure rate has hit an all-time low. And this is not even for the first quarter of the year that this is happening. For the 12th consecutive quarter, U.S. foreclosures are lower than their pre-recession rate. Not only has the housing market overcome the struggles, it's now improving further. And he gives a lot more statistics in this. What are the current foreclosure rates in America? Stats show that 1 in 2,767 properties are in foreclosure. That's a low number, folks.
That's extremely low number.
So it's almost 1 in 3,000 that's in foreclosure. That's a very low number.
From 2008 to 2010, 7 million people foreclosed. 7 million.
Bank repossessions are down 33% compared to last year. And that's November of 2020 and in the second phase of COVID.
Right.
Okay?
Where we have a lot of people unemployed.
33% less than it was a year ago.
Correct.
Folks, correct. Despite what any real estate agent might tell you out there, there's no bubble.
No.
It doesn't exist.
And they'll try to bring up numbers like unemployment, saying, well, we got 10 million people unemployed. It's not the same 10 million that were unemployed back in 2008. While I feel sorry for those people that are unemployed, their income is not as big of a factor as keeping the economy going as what happened in 2008. When you lost the housing market, when you lost the automobile market and the oil industry, it drove everything down. That's where a lot of money comes from. That's the flow.
And to your point, this article does talk about how there are parts of the country where, yes, you're going to see some repossession rates higher than others. San Antonio, by the way, is an area that's more likely to have a home in foreclosure than some other parts of the country. Even though it's Texas, it's oil country.
Correct.
Back to what Kurt just said a moment ago. So, yes, you are going to see some pockets around the country where some of this may be happening, but it is not going to be a national trend. And I will tell you right now, just from looking at what's going on in Colorado and still the amount of people that are moving in, it's not here.
And the last thing that's going to make sure that that doesn't happen, is the federal government learned a lot from 2008. Instead of giving the money to the banks and bailing out the banks, they're giving money to the people. They're guaranteeing the rates are going to stay down. They're buying mortgage-backed securities to make sure that they stay low, so it allows people to refinance, lower their payments, stay in their home. So it prevents that from happening because the government's passing that out. Now, you and I have talked on the break. What's that doing to the deficit? It's going to make it go up.
Yep.
At some point, we're going to have to face that. But this is why it's not going to happen now. Once things stable, once COVID gets passed, everybody talks about it. As we get through COVID and the economy continues to grow in strength,
yep,
then we can address that issue.
Back to what Kurt said a moment ago. After the 2008 financial collapse, we saw the worst foreclosure crisis in history. The market was flooded with homes that had defaulted on their mortgage payments, spiking all the way to over 500,000 at the peak in 2009. Today, we're looking at a much different story. According to Black Knight, 91% of homeowners in forbearance, these are people that are actually in forbearance right now, have 10 or 11% equity, back to what Kurt said a moment ago, in their homes. While that may not seem like a big number, that much equity means rather than foreclosure, those homeowners can not only sell their homes, but walk away with gains from it.
Which means
huge difference.
Which means the value of the home doesn't go down because I had to take a short sale to make it work.
Which means the market's not going to collapse.
That's exactly right.
So, folks, again, if you're in a home and you're thinking about either expanding, doing a different home, doing a different mortgage, doing the asset manager loan, which we'll talk about when we come back. That's something we always talk about, and it's something that I feel is, especially for self-employed business owners, is probably, well, not probably, it's the best loan you could have, period. I have it. It works. It's fabulous. We'll explain it when we come back.
For the right person.
For the right person, it works fabulous. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Flesh and Beck is next, folks. Kevin Flesh. Actually, I talked to somebody today, one of my old accounts that I was talking to today, old clients, needed some legal advice and so on. And the reality is they had questions. I answered the majority of those. But I also said, here's a number. Call this guy. He can help you better than I can. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Even if it's something involved in your business that you need help with, Kevin's there to help you. Trial tested, trial ready. It's Flesh Law Firm. Again, 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, who, by the way, can do all your auto glass. They can do a chip repair. They can do a crack. They can do a replacement windshield, and they can work with all insurance companies. So since Paul's here on the insurance side, is it better to insure all that glass, or are you better off self-insuring?
With us, self-insuring because of the cash back.
There you go.
You get 25% of your money back for not making any claims. So we tie the windshield repair into towing, so you're always on top of getting your windshield
fixed. There you go.
Fixed.
Perfect way to do it. And Novus can do all that for you, by the way. They'll fix your windshield, fix the crack, replace it, and calibrate it if needed. That's how they do it. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Great.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Paul Leuenberger from American National Insurance, and Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. The question of the day, no, I'll answer it tomorrow. What do they make more of today than they did in the 60s? That's the question of the day. You got to answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, or I'll give you the answer when we come on air tomorrow. I know the answer, but you have to guess.
More today than they did in the 60s.
Right.
So that means it was made originally in the 60s.
And it's still made again today.
It's still being made today.
So answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. All right, let's talk about the asset manager loan, shall we? We're running out of time here. We're not going to get all this in if we don't. So Paul over here is a self-employed individual.
Correct.
He's got a mortgage most likely. And most likely he's got a mortgage you just write the check for every month. And yes, the balance goes down and the equity of the house goes up. And if he wants to tap into that equity, what does Paul have to do?
He has to refinance the house or go get a second mortgage.
If he wants to expand his business or move offices or have a second location or do anything along those lines, he either has to go borrow money from the bank or borrow money on his house with a HELOC or redo the first mortgage,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Don't you have a better way of doing that?
I firmly believe I do. The loan that we offer is good for 30 years. You never need me again. No matter what you want, in most cases, no matter what you want to do, as long as you have the equity in the house that you paid for. And we talked about this earlier. When you're putting money into your home and you're building the equity, it's like putting money into a 401k. You wouldn't let your money in a 401k not help you. Why would you let that not happen in a mortgage? And that's why rates are so good right now. That's free money. That's the opportunity to use it. But with the asset manager, you get one loan that's good for 30 years that allows you to access your equity for 30 years.
Right.
So whatever you want to do, put money back in the business, spend $70,000 and do a remodel in your house, handle a problem when you need roofing problems or window problems. It's all built into the loan.
When you talk about, you know, the self-insurance side of the fence a little bit, so with Paul, there's a rebate with American National. If you don't have any claims in 3 years, you get how much money back on that original policy amount?
25% of your home and auto.
25% of the home and auto, no claims. So what the asset manager also allows you to do is, let's say you need that windshield. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's an expensive car. It's $1,000. And instead of insuring that the normal way and not getting the rebate and so on, in this way, you could tap into your asset manager, write the check for $1,000, get the windshield paid, pay that $1,000 as you have a little bit of money coming back in over time. Boom, you're back down to the same balance you were. You had the windshield done and handled, and you get 25% discount on your auto and home policy from Paul. You're self-insuring, technically.
Yeah, that works well when you have roofs. If
right.
you have a roof problem, where do you get the money you need up front? A lot of people have to take it out of savings, put it on a credit card, so now you're paying twice. Well, with the asset manager, you just write that $2,500 check, and it's a new roof, and you never file a claim. Because if you file too many claims or haven't come out too many times, your insurance is going up.
Right.
So you're saving yourself more money.
So there's all sorts of ways with the asset manager loan to save money, not just for self-employed individuals, but ideally, it works great for self-employed, because back to the example I gave Paul a moment ago, if you've got the opportunity to, you know, buy an investment property or buy a car that you think you can flip and make some money on, or you want to open up a second office as an owner, whatever the case may be, you don't have to go to the SBA or go to the bank or do all these different things. If you've got a couple hundred K sitting there on your house that's sitting there in equity that you've got the ability to tap into with the asset manager loan, you simply just write the check or wire the money and away you go.
I'll give you a good example. Over the years, I've built up the equity in my house. There's an investment property, fourplex, that I'm going to buy. I'm going to have to take some of the money out of that to buy it.
Right.
Now, when I buy the fourplex, it cash flows at $1,800 a month. So the money I'm taking out would add $350 to my payment. So I take it out of that $1,800 I got. So now I'm making $1,500 a month, and I didn't pay a dollar for that money.
Right.
Because I have the option to be able to tap that money when that opportunity comes up to buy an investment property.
It, folks, I'm just telling you, it works. It's not that complicated to explain. It's a little hard to explain without having a piece of paper and, you know, a notebook or something in front of you where you can kind of write it out. But I've done this for numerous people. And once you write it out and explain it, I mean, I don't know how many of these things I've actually encourage people to do, and they have actually done with Kurt, but the number's rising every week.
It's a simple interest loan instead of some of these compound interest loans that are out there. So your payment is calculated on your payoff.
On the outstanding
balance.
Your
payoff goes down, your payment goes down, which means you're lowering your interest rate at the same time. Because you're paying less interest to the bank by paying a lower payment, you're dropping your interest rate.
Right. It works. And if you want any information on it, just give Kurt a call. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500. Right, got a couple minutes. I want to go back to Colorado and some of what's happening in Colorado. And if some of you don't follow the real estate market, you may or may not know this, but there is still, even in Colorado, there is a, it's not even a phenomenon, it's just what's happening right now, is there are a lot of people from this metro area that we live in that are either buying a second home in the mountains or they're selling here and they're moving to the mountains. And there's a lot of that going on. I've talked to the folks up in Grand Lake, some of the realtors up there. The school system is up 40% in Grand Lake only. It doesn't count all the other regions in the mountains. That's just the Grand Lake area, 40%. Homes on the market up there, if they're priced correctly, I don't care what level they're at. They could be $500,000 or $3 million. If they're priced correctly, they're typically gone in a week.
Yep.
So folks are, and what I was told by these realtors is there's people moving up there that have little bitty kids. I mean, we're not talking retirees that are leaving the city and going to the mountains. We're talking regular folks with young families moving to the mountains, either selling out or having a second home up there and commuting, doing whatever they need to do. So the reality is the market in Colorado, as far as I can see, I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not always right. I'm not a prophet. But all of the indicators would say your value in your home in Colorado is not going down.
No, and what you're also seeing is a lot of people moving out of downtown and going to the suburbs. Builders,
right.
Builders have never been so busy because they're building homes now for people to work at home. People are moving in here from Illinois, from California, from New York, and they can work from here. I had a guy just the other day, he got transferred here from Ohio State. He works for Ohio State, but he lives here. So there's so many opportunities here. That's why the market is so strong. Everybody's building, getting ready for what's still coming down the road.
Yeah, again, folks, it's not a phenomenon. It's just what happens. It's called economics, supply and demand. Colorado is still a great, even with our political climate, it's still a great place to live. We have great weather. It's a place where people want to move to. And regardless of even what we've done with our shutdowns, it's absolutely amazing that our economy in Colorado is actually doing still fairly well for the most part. And the reality of all of that is people still want to move here, live here. And they are. So kind of goes back to what I'm saying. Point being, if you need any help on a mortgage, whether it's an expansion house, you're trying to buy an investment property, as Kurt just mentioned, you're interested in the asset manager loan, you want to redo your current loan and pull some money out and do some redos, that's where Kurt comes into play. Call him directly, 720-895-0500. Do you have to do disclaimers?
Yes. We're regulated by the Division of Real Estate, NMLS 298-191. Our phone number is 720-895-0500.
And you're an equal credit lender.
Yeah, thank you very much. I forgot that. We are an equal credit lender. We do have to say
pretty
that.
Much know the spiel now, anyways. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And Shannon Kitchens is next. Find him at klzradio.com.
Tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, 1 minute left is all we got. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, I want to say special thanks to Kurt Rogers for joining us, as he always does once a month. Always great info. Love talking houses and the future and what Colorado's doing and all of that. Paul Leuenberger, also from American National Insurance. Paul, real quick again, if folks want to do anything on their insurance, home, auto, life even, how do they get a hold of you?
So the office number is 303 662 3030789, and my cell phone is 303-619-9891.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's always fun.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Andy and I and Richard will be joining us, of course, in the 4 o'clock hour. Next week, we're going to do movies on Wednesday. Just a side note, because we're heading into the holiday season. You know, Christmas is on Friday, Christmas Eve, Thursday. So we're going to do movies next Wednesday. But tomorrow, we're going to do movies with liars in them, kind of fitting the theme of what's going on around the country right now. But we're going to do movies with liars in them. That's tomorrow. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Myself, Charlie Grimes. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.